The race to succeed Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild is beginning to ramp up. Last night saw the first debate among three of the Democratic candidates on the U of A campus, about 4 months ahead of the primary. Those candidates are Randy Dorman, Steve Farley, and Raheena Romero. And with me to talk about that debate is AZPM senior reporter Duncan Moon, who was there to cover it. Duncan, good morning. Let's start with some of the setup for the debate. What was the format?
The format was fairly simple. There were no questions from the audience. All the questions had been gathered already. So the University of Young of Arizona Young Democrats and the Pima County Young Democrats hosted this. They had the questions. They asked questions to each individually to each candidate and gave them 2 minutes to answer. And they were pretty strict on cutting them off at the end.
Well, let's talk about some of the topics if we can. As you said, the questions were set beforehand. Was there a wide range, and were there some real serious ones that they were able to dig into?
So the topics were pretty standard. I think they'd be a surprise to nobody, but they were well prepared on them. I think the biggest one, the one they started with, environment, climate change, water and water shortage. Of course, education, not just Tucson, but it's a state issue. And housing, especially affordable housing here in Tucson. And then a lot of talk about migrants and refugees and how to welcome them best here in the old Pueblo.
As we mentioned, this is a specific Democratic debate. There are some Republican candidates as well, at least one independent that I know of. But since this was a Democratic focus, were there any obvious areas of disagreement on any of these topics?
No, there really weren't. I mean, there were some, slight differences in flavor, but they were all pretty much for the same things and pushing in the same direction. The differences were in how they presented. I'm the strongest, I'm the best, I'm the most experienced person to accomplish this on education or this on the environment or this on housing, rather than differences on policy or how they would go forward, to do it.
Was there a feeling in any sense that this was bigger than the Tucson mayor's race?
I don't think so. And especially with Farley, I think he very much, having spent so much time up in Phoenix, wanted to establish his credentials of, I am a Tucsonan, my family is here, my business here, I sort of cut my teeth here. And he spent a lot of time talking about Tucson and what makes it special. And at one point he said, talking about Fourth Avenue, let's keep Tucson weird. it really wasn't an issue. I think he clearly felt the need going into it to establish that, although he'd spent a lot of time up in Phoenix, he was fighting for Tucson the entire time. He used that word fight, 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 in a non-friendly Republican legislature. But spent a lot of time talking about the coffee shops and the local places and the parks that he loved here in Tucson.
Duncan, could you characterize the tone? And by that I mean sort of optimistic versus pessimistic. Did it feel like people thought there were things that needed fixing in Tucson, but things were going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think that was the same for all. I think Raheena hit more on the things are going in the right direction more, but they all were clear there's much more that needs to be done. There are clearly challenges and problems here. But she said, I came on 11 years ago on the council. The recession was horrendous. We were in bad times. We have come a long way, and I have been a leader in the city working with the mayor and a leader on the council making this happen. But Randy coming in saying, I came here from New York. We built this ice house lofts at a time when downtown, when they said, what a crazy idea. There's nothing going on downtown. So things have gotten better, but whoa, there's so much more to be done. We really have to focus in and get it done. And I'm the person. And again, Steve saying, yes, we've made progress, but my unique view from the legislature and from working with state government allows me to see not only challenges ahead, but the best ways to get at them.
And certainly we'll be hearing a lot more, many more debates to come. We're very early on in the campaign. We've been talking about last night's Tucson mayoral debate among three of the Democratic candidates with Duncan Moon, senior reporter for AZPM in Tucson. Duncan, thanks for the time today.
It's my pleasure.